Doc, this is a meeting on Margaret Philby. Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T. Margaret Philby, F-I-L-B-E-Y. Philby. Date of consultation is 8-14-25. The date of birth is 12-5-45. Date of consultation is 8-14-25. Next paragraph. Please make copy for Gary Pitts, M.D. Gary, G-A-R-Y, Pitts, P-I-T-T-S, M.D. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 79-year-old female who has had a history of multiple medical problems, including a history of a right renal mass, which was a stage 4 renal cell cancer, underwent right nephrectomy and adrenalectomy in December 24. At Moffitt Institute, and she was subsequently started on Keytruda infusions. The patient in March of 25 developed myasthenia gravis and myocarditis induced by Keytruda, and she was apparently treated with high-dose steroids, and she continued to worsen with neutropenia and enterocolitis. The patient subsequently was treated at Advent Hospital and transferred to Brooks Rehab. She was on steroids, but in early April, the patient was readmitted with severe respiratory acidosis and was obtunded, requiring intubation and mechanical ventilation. The patient was then on ventilator support, and she was treated for her myasthenia gravis. Transferred to Shen's Hospital. And was evaluated by neurology and subsequently received IV rituximab. The patient remained on ventilator support for more than 2 weeks and had to have a tracheostomy placed. She was subsequently weaned off the ventilator and weaned off of oxygen. In the interim, she was treated for pneumonia, respiratory failure, and severe deconditioning. The patient subsequently recovered and was weaned off vent support, and the trach tube was discontinued on 8/11/25. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for right nephrectomy and adrenalectomy in December of 24 for renal cell cancer. They also had a left knee replacement in 2010 bilateral carpal tunnel surgery in 04, appendectomy in 1960. And I was treated for paroxysmal respiratory failure and myasthenia gravis. She she has also a history for hypertension and restless leg syndrome, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, as well as diabetes mellitus and hypertension. And mild cognitive deficit. The next paragraph, allergies to Keytruda. Next, habits. The patient has no history of smoking and no recent history of alcohol use. Next, family history. Father died of a stroke, mother died of heart failure. Next, previous systems, patient has fatigue and had weight loss. She has no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, but has hoarseness. She has urinary frequency, no flank pain, no asthma, but has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has no abdominal pain or rectal bleeds. She has diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, but has leg edema. She has no depression or anxiety. No easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no seizures, but has dizziness and headaches and memory loss and no skin rash. Next, med list, Eliquis 5 mg BID, Humalog insulin 8 units with each meal. Adralazine 15 milligrams TID, Pramipexol 1 milligram HS, and Jardiance 25 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 138/70, pulse is 96, respirations 20. Temperature 98 to weight is 140 and saturation is 98. HEND and non-phthalic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation, nasal mucous edematous. Next, supple, no venous distension, trachea midline. There's tracheostomy scar in the neck with a dressing on it. Chest equal movements with the scattered visas in the upper chest, occasional crackles right base, heart, the atoms are irregular, so on an S2, with no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds act. Extremities 2 plus edema or diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions. Next paragraph. Impression number one. History of respiratory failure. And number two is myasthenia gravis. And number three, atrial fibrillation. Number four is your renal cell cancer. Status post right nephrectomy. Adrenalectomy. Number five, hypertension. Number six, obstructive sleep apnea. And next paragraph, patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. Complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. And so the advice to continue with the physical therapy and use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PID, PRN. She will also continue with Eliquis 5 milligrams BID and Jardiance 25 milligrams daily. Follow up is it be arranged here approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Gary Pitts, MD. Pitts, PITTS, MD. Let's talk to Susan.